is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally says to himself, today's the day. Boy, did this guy say today was definitely the day for him. Now, this article was published on the 27th of June. Birthday party in Rhineyville ends in termination. Happy birthday, happy death day. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A woman celebrating her birthday is deleted after a party Monday night in Rhineyville ended in a violent domestic dispute. The party on Sierra Drive in the La Vista Estates subdivision was in celebration of Jordan Michael Henning's wife's birthday. Lieutenant Colonel David Lee of the Hardin County Sheriff's Office said. Lee said those at the party were drinking, and Henning, 33, and his wife, Ashley, 32, began fighting and arguing before Henning shot and offlined her. People began to leave as the couple's fighting escalated. Lee said neighbors attempted to calm the couple, but were unsuccessful. What in the world could have brought out the worst of them on her birthday? Who knows? At this point, who cares? The neighbors took the couple's children from the house and left. Lee said as they were leaving the house, they heard a first and a second volley of gunshots from the house. This guy decided to go straight up dread and issue the lawgiver. Henning then left the house in a quote-unquote hurried manner from his home and drove away, Lee said. Neighbors checked the house and saw the woman's body with quote-unquote multiple gunshot wounds, Lee said. Henning's arrest citation said the woman was shot several times in the torso. Damn, this dude straight up Will-Highted her ass, shot her in the stomach multiple times. He definitely did not want her to go quickly. The sheriff's department was dispatched to the residence at 9:47 p.m., and Henning was arrested shortly after he left the residence. Quote, unquote, the defendant made numerous utterances apologizing for hurting his wife, the arrest citation read. Lee said Henning and his wife are active duty military members. Henning is attached to the 1st Army Division East, according to Fort Knox Public Affairs. The sheriff's office is working with the Commonwealth Attorney's Office and the Criminal Investigation Division at Fort Knox, Lee said. Henning has been charged with termination, domestic violation, which is punishable by 20 to 50 years to life in prison if convicted. He was arraigned Tuesday morning in the Hardin District Court. Henning was lodged at the Hardin County Detention Center in lieu of a $1 million cash bond. Wow! Just wow. Once again, we have another woman who, instead of trying to de-escalate the situation, oh, no, 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 no. I'm going to tell you what's on my mind. I'm going to tell you, and you're going to listen to me. Two drunk people, highly emotional state. They're not thinking about what's going to happen further down the line. Plus, they got kids. Thank goodness the neighbors got the kids out of the situation. However, once again, ladies, you have lost the ability to de-escalate a situation once it starts getting heated. Why? Because, once again, I'm equal to a man. Can't no man tell me what to do. I'm going to say what's on my mind. Well, she said what was on her mind, and guess what? She ended up getting put down because she simply would not stop. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in the home. Gonna give it a 10. Method of execution, the old lawgiver. So I gotta go with a 5 on that one. Psychological impact. I'm gonna give this one a 20 because he is forever gonna know that he took his wife out on her birthday. Yeah. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Like I said, happy birthday, happy death day. And for the brutality factor, he shot her multiple times in the stomach, aka he will hide it in her ass. We all know where that's going to come from. Freddie Wilhite, I shot my wife in the stomach with a 38. So for the brutality factor, he gets a 15. So Judge Jordan Henning gets a score of 50. Once again, these modern women simply refuse to back down in the face of an argument as it's escalating. But hey, like they always say, hey, we're equal to men. We can do everything that a man can do, and we can do it better. So guess what? Here's the ultimate irony. When it comes to women who talk about equality, see, they want to be able to cherry pick equality that suits them, but anything that doesn't suit them, they want to throw it away. But here's the ultimate irony. Death is the ultimate equalizer. Mm-hmm. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you modern women around the world, you need to understand this because, as we all know, far too many women simply refuse to back down nowadays. And guess what? A lot of you, yeah, either you're going to back down or get beat down. And in some cases, when the man decides that you've become the bane of his life, guess what? You're going to get put down. He's going to go in the cage. You're going to go into that pine box. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, understand this, ladies, and understand it crystally clear. The power you think you have in your mouth and being aggressive is going out. Feminism and the idea that you're going to be able to hide behind the Duluth model and that man's going to just fall back and say, you know what, I'm not going to argue with you. Oh, no, 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 ladies, no. You fought for equality. Correction. You complained for quote unquote equality. Guess what? You got it now. And everything that comes along with it, you're going to be treated like men. And yes, as men, we know amongst each other, things can go off the rails really damn quickly. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome. Murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.